Okay, this is GSS, April 14th, 2024. So we're going to start this class by reading a book. By popular demand. A book by Obi Okafor, who took initiation from Rangadas Babaji and Vrindavan, became Adi Keshav Das. But in 1938, he wrote this book as a PhD thesis. So this book is called Philosophy and... Is this on? Yeah.
Yes.
Philosophy and Religion of Sri Chaitanya. So I marked some things I'm going to read. He talks about, starting from page one. Oh, wait, what's going on now? Okay, keep going. Okay, good. So I'm reading from a new book, Philosophy and Religion of Sri Chaitanya. So how old is Vaishnavism? This is the history of Vaishnavism. It's as old as the Rig Veda. Rig Veda means what? What is the origin of the Vedas?
Breathing of
Vishnu. So it's as old as God. Pretty old. The essential feature of Vaishnavism is the recognition of Vishnu as the sole God, an adoption of bhakti or emotional service of love and devotion as a means of spiritual realization. Vishnu literally means all-pervading one. So what does the word Vishnu mean?
All-pervading one.
What does Vishnu mean? What does this mean?
All-pervading one.
What does this mean?
All-pervading one.
What is all-pervading one? Okay. And he is well known for taking three steps and cross the universe. Who is that?
Vamandev.
Okay, that's it for that page. And then we skip over because it's like too much to digest. trying to digest part of this meal here. Squirrels really talk a lot, huh? They make all kinds of squealing noise. Oh, blah, 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 blah. That'll switch.
From there to here.
Yeah, there's that version of squirrels saying all this noise.
Yeah.
Really weird squirrel bush, you know. You see birds singing, but the squirrels took over the place. There's 500 squirrels for every one bird. Those are weird guys, you know. Not very melodious. Sound like a whole gang of crickets or something.
Yeah.
Like cricket sangeet. Birds are so nice, but birds are no more. Birds are all dying, you know. There's so many more birds. I'm here for... I moved here 2004.
20 years.
Every year less birds. Less birds. There used to be hundreds of crows, there's like five crows in the whole Radhakund. Very less birds. Very sad. All the microwaves kill them. Monkeys and microwaves. Vaishnavism flourished in Tamil Nadu because of the great Tamil Nadu saints, the Alwars. You're from Tamil Nadu?
Andhra Pradesh.
AP. Alwars composed this a bhajan book called Prabandha, which is 4,000 songs in Tamil. Do you speak Tamil?
Telugu.
The songs of the Alwars were considered to be a Vaishnava Veda. The special feature of the Alwars was that they made their religion of Bhagavad worship, Vishnu worship, available to everybody, high, low caste, men, women, rich, poor, wise, ignorant, pious, impious. One of the Alwars was a woman, Andal. Chirupana belonged to a poor class. Kulashekar was the king. One guy was a sinner. Tandara Dipodi. What did you say?
Tirumangai.
Tirumangai is a thief.
What's his name?
Tirumangai. He's not mentioned.
He builds Virangam temple.
Oh, that guy, okay. The only thing necessary for Bhagavad realization, according to the Alwars, was surrender. Hey, there's the door's open. Tell her there's a dog there. Hey, get don't pass these passes. Chase him out. Chase, run at her. Go out, out, out. He's passing some poop over here. Lock the door, man.
He's saying to Haridas. He's there outside.
Who's outside?
Haridas.
Well, what? He's outside, dog's inside. The dog should be outside, you should be inside. He was peeing out of the dean tree, that's over on to the bike shop. Pee out of the tree outside. These are Rishaka's trees. How a little respect, doggy. This is about the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. Okay. Okay, who is Sava Sri Sampradaya?
Who is Lakshmi?
Not who is the head of it. Who is Sava Sri, made it famous?
Ramanuja.
Who is Hamsa Sampradaya? What is Hamsa Sampradaya?
Brahma
Sampradaya. No, Hamsa. There's Sri Sampradaya, Hamsa Sampradaya. Hans Bhagavan is worshipped by the four Kumaras. It's called Hamsa Sampradaya. Who is the establisher of that?
Four Kumaras.
Vishnu Swami. Nimbarka. Who is the Brahma Sampradaya established by?
Madhvacharya.
What's the fourth Sampradaya?
Rudra Sampradaya.
Who is in charge of that?
Vishnu Swami.
Who is the modern day establisher?
Vallabhacharya.
Request on this.
Oh, no. I forgot to say.
<laughs> No talking in class. Okay, Dimbarka was a Talinga Brahmin by birth. What does that mean? Talinga. That's you guys?
Yeah.
Did you have a tail or what? That's Lengor Sabradaya? Bandar Sabradaya? Langur Sabradaya. Great Hanuman monkey, great monkey called Langur. Tail Langur. Anybody lived in Vrindavan? Okay. What's the difference between Ramanuja and Dimbarka? Who is Ramanuja worship?
Lakshmi Narayan.
Lakshmi Narayan. Who is Dimbarka worship? Radha Krishna, Shama Sham, and the gopis. According to Dimbarka, what does devotion consist of? Self-surrender, like the Alwars. What about Ramanuja? What is his idea? Upasana, worship and meditation. Okay, Ramananda Sampradaya. What are the Ramanandas?
Three Vaishnavas. They're part of one branch.
Ramanandas are Sri Vaishnavas, very popular in Vrindavan. Who is this guy? Rajendra Das Ramanuja. Ramananda. Rajendra Dasi. It's a branch of Sri Sampradaya. So Ramanuja, Sri Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayan. Who do the Ramanandis worship?
Sitaram.
Not Lakshmi Narayan. One thing that the Ramanujas did, they abolished caste within Vaishnavas. Ramanuja allowed lower class people to be Vaishnavas and study the Prabandhas, the books of the Alwars. But I never took them in the inside and made them on equal terms. The Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, low class people were not allowed to read the Vedas or wear Brahmins red. But Ramananda is the guy that founded the Ramanandi Sampradaya.
Ramanandacharya.
He made no distinction. Anyone could be a Brahmin. Like ISKCON, and lower caste. Many of the followers of Ramanandi Sampradaya are Kabir and Rai Das, who came from untouchable caste. Kabir means Muslim?
Yes, sir.
They're Muslim.
Actually, like Haridas Thakur, he appeared in a flower. So a Muslim family who don't have children. So they took him and Like Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Brahmin family, but grown up in Muslim family, like that.
Acha.
No one knows to whom he was born.
That's interesting. All this history stuff is so hard to wrap your head around. I never liked it. I said, what's the point, you know? What is now, you know? Okay, let's get to something interesting. Okay, well, listen up, guys. You're sleeping. Quiet. The boy, this is about Nimai's biography. A little more interesting. The boyish frolics of Chaitanya Nimai. He was very fondly, he resembled closely to the mischievous dealings of Krishna. Once he grabbed a cobra and the cobra wrapped around Nimai's body, and Nimai laid on the ground on top of the cobra smiling. Mother Sashi saw this, she cried out loud, and the cobra got afraid and ran away. So Nimai was not afraid of snakes. People would ask Nimai to dance. And if he did, he gave him a sweet. So next Sunday, I'm not going to give you a sweet unless you dance. Five.
Last.
Making a mess or something?
I came here for you.
He thought this was his girlfriend or something. Same color. He played on the bank of the Ganges, Ganga, and he teased people who came there to bathe. He would run away with the articles they brought for worship, and eat all the offerings himself. If someone was meditating, he would interrupt their meditation and say, worship me, for I am the God you are meditating upon. He would climb on the shoulders of another guy and say, I'm Shiva, then jump into the Ganges using his shoulder as a diving board. The guy said in the Ganga, you know, and you climb on his back, and say, I'm Shiva, and jump up. People were bathing in the Ganga, and Nimai would jump in and pull their legs. He would take the ladies would bathe in one place. He would grab their clothes and take them, run them over, and put them where the men's clothes were. The ladies would come out of the Ganga, wouldn't find their clothes, and had to run over to the men's site. That would become a little problematic. Or ask the men to bring the ladies' clothes over. That's also a little weird. And meanwhile, Nimai's hiding in the Ganga laughing, so no one saw him do it. People often go to his mother and father and complain about him. This I thought you should like this. Jagat Mishra and Sasi did not send Nimai to school because they're afraid that he would study and have this bad effect upon him as not upon his elder brother, who became a sannyasi. So they put him under a private teacher. Later he was sent for education with Pandit Ganga Das. You know, he was 14 when he was in school. He was very intelligent. He would always defeat everybody in discussion. His favorite pastime was to challenge students from different schools for intellectual fight on the bank of the Ganga. He always defeated everybody. He was very passionate about studying. He understood different branches of Sanskrit learning at a young age. Once a big scholar came, Keshava Bhatta, and Nimai Panda defeated Keshava. He was from Kashmir. He became Nimai Pandit then, Divijay Pandit. He also had argued with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a great devotee of Naya, logic. And Sarvabhauma gave Nimai a certificate that he understood all branches of learning. And then he challenged Mukunda and defeated him. Mukunda said, he knows everything. So now listen up. This is Diksha 1508. Yeah. The year 1508. He went to, where's that place? Benares. Gaya. He met Ishwara Puri. He took Diksha. So how old was he? 22. How old was he when he got Diksha? He was born in 1486.
16.
Mm-hmm. 22. How old was he when he got Diksha?
22.
How old are you when he got Diksha?
23.
23. Mm-hmm. Got a haircut or not? Yeah, haircut?
No, I mean, I didn't do it.
Yeah. Do it during waxing moon.
Waxing moon?
No. The way the moon's waxing. That's what they say. Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
There is some specific reason for this?
Yeah.
Why?
That's the law. Because Tuesday is Hanuman's day, and Thursday is Guru Var, and Saturday is Shani. Sunday is Surya, is also Guru. So you do it Moon Day, or Budvar Wednesday or Friday, Bhaj. In Vrindavan, when I was living in Vrindavan until 2002, every Thursday, the barber shops were closed in honor of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the guru of the devatas. Nobody could get their hair cut on Thursday. It's considered inauspicious. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, not after sunset.
I don't know these things. Thank you for teaching me.
What do you know?
I don't know.
No, you know a lot. You know Krishna, that's the best thing. After initiation, Nimai was transformed. So let's see what happens to you. Lord, I see some transformation in you. We try to transfer her with fail. Try to transfer her with fail. Try to transfer her with fail. She's not happy. And now the next candidate for transformation is you. This is fail. Fail, fail, fail. This is half. Or a monstrous defective. Is a guru defective? I don't know. Stay tuned. So listen. After Diksha, Krishna took complete control of Nimai's personality. He was a completely changed man when he returned to Navadvipa. His pride of learning. He was puffed up and aggressive. His fear was gone. He was fondness for dress and care. His personal appearance disappeared. He was the humblest and civilest man on earth. He hardly paid attention to anything. And the world, it was always lost in thought of Krishna. Did that happen to you? Lost in thought of Krishna. Tears incessantly flowed from his eyes if he just heard the name of Krishna. He entered into a trance. It was impossible for him to teach his students. The only meaning he knew of the sutras of grammar, any word, any letter, was Krishna. While he talked about Krishna, he laughed and cried and lost himself in trance. Now he didn't care about studying anymore. He was completely mad in love for Krishna. So he stopped teaching. He couldn't teach. But every time he started to teach, he saw a guy playing a flute. He got distracted. That's all I got ready for. That's all I read. So that's 24 pages of the book. Kind of fast forward. And every week we'll read a little bit of this book. This is just the introduction. The end part is much better. We'll read the whole book together. I'll point out good parts. So now there's anything.